Speaking of good, Doug Karsh is good on the radio and 97.1 The Ticket. Also on the sidelines for Michigan football. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, Bill. How you been?
Good, buddy. This offseason for Harbaugh and the Wolverines, looking at the most important year Harbaugh has had maybe since his first year, what are you hearing? What are you thinking about this team right now as we get closer to that opener against Western?
Well, there's a lot of enthusiasm about the new coaching staff and the guys that he brought in. And, you know, guys that had obviously come with his brother John's recommendation. Part of what feels like a Harbaugh family project to get this thing right, you know, doesn't it? And personally, for me, I don't have tremendously high expectations. I think their best talent is in their first and second year players. And not what anybody wants to hear, but it feels more like a rebuild to me than anything. And not where we expected him to be under Jim Harbaugh, but I do think there's some promise in those younger classes. And with this coaching staff trying to revamp some things, could be interesting. Could be interesting in the next couple of years to watch. Nobody wants to hear patience right now, but I think it's, you know, like I said, me personally, I think this year might be a struggle.
Doug Karsh from The Ticket in Detroit, also sidelines on the Michigan Football Radio Network, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So for any Michigan fan listening across the state right now, Doug, give me something that they should hang hope on for this team this year and an area you think that they'll struggle start to finish.
Well, I think that they'll be very good in the backfield. I think Hassan Haskins, Blake Corum, and Donovan Edwards. Personally, I think Edwards is the most talented of the three. I think he is the closest thing that Michigan's had. I think he reminds me of Tyrone Wheatley, but he's a true freshman. And it's going to take some time. I think he will be the best of the three. In Haskins, you have a big power back who breaks tackles and gets the extra yard and pretty ball secure in terms of, you know, making sure he doesn't put it on the turf. And Corum is the change of pace, scat back, the fast guy that's more out of a J.K. Dobbins mold. I think that's, you know, kind of the you know, at this point you hope he can be, but he's got a long way to go. But I think the offensive backfield is going to be extremely good, and I think they have two elite players defensively in Aiden Hutchinson and Dax Hill, filling in the parts around them, getting some guys back from injury. But, you know, there's a lot of question marks, and there's a term I learned years ago called unknown givens. You recruit a guy, you hear he's great, but you really don't know that he's going to be great until he turns out that way. So, you know, these practice players and all that, they need to do it on Saturdays. And so all the discussion of how good they've been in practice till it comes to fruition on the field, then you got something to work with. But in the meantime, you know, they've got to prove it. They got to show it.
Doug Karsh from The Ticket in Detroit, also on the Michigan sidelines, joining us on the Meyer guest line here in the Huge Show across Michigan. Doug, before I let you go, DraftKings Sportsbook app board has 7.5 for the over-under win total for Michigan. Would you think under or over right now?
Probably lean towards the under. I think 7.5 is where I would, you know, if my life savings were riding on it, I had to pick their regular season record, I would go with 7-5. Could they overachieve, go higher than that? Yep. If they have, if they don't find a quarterback and out of the three that they have in this competition, could they go under it? Yep. If the defense can't stop the run, could it go under it? Yep. I mean, it's a really hard thing to predict. I do think there's some real promise in the offensive line. But they just changed their line coaches. So will that have a positive impact, a negative impact, or no impact? Huge, I'm having problems figuring out what this team's going to be. Can you tell?
I am too. I don't know. Even Harbaugh, the press conference was good. We've seen good and bad press conferences. I think most Michigan fans, I think yourself, myself in the media, it's all wait and see. Let's look at Western. Let's look at Washington. I think we'll be able to judge how far this team has come and where they're going and where the program is at, and we won't know until they play. One final question for you, Doug, that I wanted to get in on. Big Ten, some reports saying they're not excited about adding more teams with Oklahoma and Texas moving to the SEC. Do you see the Big Ten expanding anytime soon?
I think they probably have to. I don't like the direction this is going. And the biggest reason, it feels to me, like the Southeastern Conference is dictating to the rest of college football how it's going to be. And what they're saying is, we are the power conference in college football right now, so we're going to take this position, make a power move so that we never lose that status. And you know, you could say it's forward thinking. You could say it's exactly what they should do, but I'm not sure it's in the best interest of the game, because I think the end result of all this is going to be the elimination of some Division I programs that just can't keep up, can't compete. And people can say that, well, that's fine with them, but I, you know, part of the charm of college football to me, Huge, is matching on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights and watching that Boise State, Washington State shootout at 10:30 on a Saturday. And, you know, I can watch a lot of these college games and be wildly entertained. And, you know, nobody has to, but I don't know that the game feels to me like the game is catering to the top half dozen to 10 programs rather than worried about supporting them all. And is that the way? Is that why you change your format? Is that the why you change it, is to cater to the very top, or should you try and keep everybody healthy?
Well said, Doug Karsh. Appreciate your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care, Huge.